Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there. I'm Kay Taylor. Welcome to Soul Path Wisdom. We're going to talk about the week's astrology from an evolutionary and practical perspective and weave it together with some spiritual overtones, undertones, mid-level tones. So this is the week of March 18th, and we begin this week with the sun in the sign of Pisces for its last 2 days. We will be experiencing the spring equinox, and that's on the 20th and is going to be quite a powerful day, because no sooner do we have the sun ingress into Aries, which will be on the 20th, that is on Wednesday, 1:58 p.m. here in the Pacific time zone, that a few hours later the moon goes into Libra. And shortly after that, by 5:43 p.m., we have a full moon with the sun in Aries and the moon in Libra. So the full moons are always culmination times and completion times. On the culminating time, something you've been working on for maybe many cycles, or maybe something short term that you started a few weeks ago, that's coming together. But it's also a time when we look at what we're letting go of and gracefully, as much as possible, let go. When we're talking about Aries and Libra, the Aries side, the sun side, is usually where we're focusing our energies. So if you're trying to decide what you're supposed to be letting go of, the way to contemplate it is, what is it about life force and vitality and making choices that are empowering and strong for you and what you feel you want? And the sign of Aries has a lot to do with desire nature and a sense of independence. Like, I want what I want and I'm going to go for it. And certainly there can be the medicine balance of, you know, taking some consideration of others or more global needs. But the sun in Aries will act powerfully from a place of gut instinct. And of course, that's not where we are right now. So today we're in the opposite of gut instinct and acting directly and quickly and impulsively. We are in sun in Pisces. So here we make our choices from the place of the cosmic vibration. We're connected to the collective unconscious. We're connected to our intuition, our sense of compassion for those who are suffering, including our own sufferings, our own losses, our own maybe lack of vitality. A lot of people have been sick lately because we have Neptune, the Pisces planet in Pisces, and we have the sun in Pisces. Of course, it's, you know, generally what we would consider culturally as flu season, but there's a lot going on and most of us need more rest than we're getting. So that may be one of the first things you want to consider for these next couple of days. Even if you can give yourself a little restorative yoga or a little extra nap, slow things down, get out in nature, anything that allows you to be more in contact with the essence side of who you are. Because as we move now into the really what's the beginning of the year, Aries being the first sign of the zodiac, when we have the equinox, there's a way that this is the new start astrologically. We're coming out of hibernation time of the winter. The sun will come into Aries, and the next day, Thursday, we'll be joining with Chiron. And Chiron, remember, is the wounded healer archetype, where we have this great gift, but we don't quite get it. There's something about it that we feel is wounded for us, even though others around us may feel like we're doing it, we've got it handled. So the Sun and Chiron coming together, you know, gives us a chance to deepen this sense of independence and accepting how we already are what we need to be. And that's always the fundamental underpinnings of awakening and transformation, is that we're simply surrendering and relaxing into all of who we are, which at that soul level is everything. It gets delineated and defined in the astrology chart as soul level issues, the samskaras, the undigested karmas that we bring in, parts that we can work with that are part of the personality structure, the emotional structure, the thought mind structure. But within that and around that, we are already whole. And I feel there's something about being in this Pisces land for this last month so strongly and coming into Aries, that maybe if we slow down and feel into that and allow ourselves to be in the cosmic place that we were before we were born. You know, Aries represents birth. It's a stepping forward into physical reality as a thought form that says, I am here, and then moves from just that I am-ness of essence into, okay, now I'm going to be, and what am I going to do, and whatever I'm going to do it fast. So right now, connecting to the higher frequency of what you're bringing through allows that straight arrow of the Aries to be connected to truth, connected to the mission at the highest soul-centered levels. Of course, the Sun is not just sitting by itself right now. The Mercury retrograde, now at about 21 degrees of Pisces, moving its way back toward 16, where Neptune is like a placeholder. And so the Mercury retrograde with Neptune, with the Sun, This is a fair amount of Pisces energy we're all dealing with, and another reason to go slower, another reason to check and double check and triple check and fix things that need to be fixed if you have to, because if they need to be fixed, they're probably giving you that message right now. And we are still all year in the square to Jupiter and Sagittarius from this Pisces energy. So as you're in this place of high frequency connectivity to imagination, intuition, higher frequencies, whatever you may call them, you're also testing against, is this true? Is this true for me? Does this line up with my belief systems? And you may find yourself in challenging situations where you're getting mixed messages. You're feeling, knowing something in the subtle levels. Do you trust it? Can you trust it? And you're also checking it against knowledge and this sense of truth and meaning that is the underpinnings of what you're here to expand at this particular point in time. Now, for a while so far this year, and also last year, Saturn and Pluto moving through the skies in the sign of Capricorn have been indicating that we're doing this deep transformation and restructuring of life as we know it, and we're very much facing the brick walls of reality, the sense of what we can and seemingly cannot do. We have to work hard in some circumstances. There may be frustrations. And for much of this last year, we've had Mars moving first exactly with Pluto and Saturn, and then squaring in Aries, so that there was a lot of tension, a lot of anger, and I certainly still see lots of that out there. A lot of intensity and firmly held opinions. And we come back to that old quote, do you want to be right or do you want to be free? And you might be thinking about that right now as we come to talk more about the yod that is in the sky at this moment, because that's one of the questions it asks us. But on the Mars level, Mars has now moved into Taurus, and Mars is in a flowing, harmonious trine with the Pluto-Saturn. So this is actually a pretty good time to focus on your intentions, what it is you're building in life. If you have a business, moving things forward in your relationships, what do you need to work on so that you have a balance between the life force energy of Mars and people doing what they wish for, and that sense of commitment and security and steadiness that you feel from Saturn and Capricorn? Coming back to the yod. A yod is a triangular formation of energy that requires a certain amount of finesse to balance. But when we do balance it, we accomplish something. There's a light at the end of this triangle that is powerful. Now, this is a fairly fast piece right now, because the apex planet of the yod that I'm talking about right now is the moon in the sign of Leo. But I still felt it was worth talking about, because when you start to notice yods and see where they are in your natal chart, or when they are by transit and lighting something up, to unpack it and to consider what it's asking of you and how you can bring it together, can empower and integrate inner parts that maybe normally are not getting along so well. And so it's the moon in Leo that asks us to consider our true emotional needs from the perspective of creative expression, from specialness, entitlement. There's a certain joy and pleasure that comes with this energy, and definitely, again, the creative influence. And this particular moon, which we've been experiencing now for almost 2 days, let's see now, the moon came into Leo. Where is that little sheet? There it is. On the 16th, around 5 p.m., 18 a.m., trine Jupiter. So if you launched something in these last couple of days, it has a very lovely moon in Leo vibe connecting to Jupiter. So a good sense of positive expansion. And the moon and Jupiter are still trine even as we speak, even though it's past the exact point. The moon in Leo, however, does not have a very good relationship with the south node Pluto-Saturn. You know, here we've got the karma, the intensity, the focus on what isn't working and what needs to be uncovered, all the unconscious energies coming forward. Moon in Leo wants to have a lot more fun than that. And then the moon in Leo also doesn't quite get the sun, Mercury, and Neptune in Pisces, which is so transcendent, so transcendently creative, so filled with heart and, you know, angels singing and classical music playing in the background. However, the Capricorn planets and the Pisces planets, they can in fact talk to each other. They are at the bottom of the triangle in a sextile. And what we have today, which really adds to it and probably will stay in this blending place for the next few days, is Venus in Aquarius. And I realize that's a weird word to use, that it will probably stay for the next few days. What I was feeling as I was saying that is that it really depends on what orbs you use and which planets you're looking at. And of course, the faster moving ones are all moving anyway. But definitely for this week, I feel like you're going to feel this blending of the high frequency imaginal energies of Pisces, this deeper karmic review you're doing. And that brings about a sense of what does my soul long for? How can I connect to this higher frequency and not get, remember Pisces, always that downside is, you know, getting lost in delusion or numbing out. But if we're not doing that, if we're in the poetry and the music and the art and the unconditional love, we want to ground that into the new structures that we're forming in our life, wherever you have Capricorn in your chart. And Venus in Aquarius this week sits in the middle between those Capricorn and Pisces energies. That's the blending point. And even when the moon has moved along, as it will, it'll move into Virgo pretty soon, we still can hold the frequency, because that's the way energy works. Something may move, but the template is still there. And the Venus in Aquarius wants to relate and attract in a way that is unique and inventive and out of the box, and, you know, in a very specific and maybe even surprising way. And that energy, that Venus in Aquarius, when mixed with the true emotional needs, whatever they are, will be able to draw some of these bigger transpersonal energies together in your life to accomplish what you are accomplishing right now. And that can be that you're building a company. It can be that you're raising a family. What you're accomplishing could be you're working on getting out of bed and, you know, handling the fact that the world seems to be falling apart. What is your role in that? Certainly that's part of the energy that we have right now. And we have this revolutionary impulse. And we've talked about it, and we will keep talking about it, because Uranus is now in the sign of Taurus. Came in about a week ago. It started last year, May, strongly May through August, but then retrograded. But now it's there. And the revolutionary impulse connected to the planet, Uranus in Taurus, the earth, you know, the ground and the structure underneath us. And of course, we've had these, you know, amazing rebellions by the young people who are really awake and want something to happen and want to have it happen fast. We can look at what the last 7 or 8 years has been for each one of us with Uranus in Aries, and see that in this global shift, what you've been doing since about 2011, when it was fully in Aries, the changes you've made, the waking up you've been doing, the sense that you have inside yourself of where you need to break free of limiting structures, that has been the initiating years of something in your chart, wherever you have Aries energy. And now, the next 7 years, the work happens. Taurus likes to get the job done, slow, steady, reliable, smooth. And the job that Uranus is doing is the wake-up call. So that's also happening with everything else that's happening. And Uranus, even though it's out of sign, is also providing a flow of energy to that moon right now. the moon for this week today at 5:42 p.m. Pacific time, the moon will move into Virgo. Last aspect is square Jupiter. And that's a little intense. It's like something that you're wanting to accomplish, work on, fix, is going to feel like it's up against some of the bigger picture energies that you're carrying. But then on the 20th, goes into Libra, 5:28 p.m., trine Venus at the end of its transit through the sign of Libra. That is very lovely energy for relating and balance and harmony. And then on the 22nd, we come into Scorpio. It gets a little more intense, a little deeper, not such a desire for the flow. And the 24th, we come into a Sag moon. And that Sag moon last aspect will be conjoining Jupiter. So that is an expansive way that we end out the week. Let's see exactly where that is. That'll be when I talk to you next, 25th, 24th, 25th, 26th. So next week we'll talk more about that, having that Sag moon, big picture, open-minded, with always, you know, everything always has its downside. Sometimes Sag gets a little too caught up in thinking it knows the truth. And so we have to be aware when we're working with this energy that we don't become too dogmatic and get stuck with our particular version of the truth. I think it's time to go into a meditation. But first, I want to say that on May 18th here in Berkeley, we are organizing OPA East Bay Astro Circle, an amazing astrology event. There'll be three speakers. There will be me, there'll be Lene Van Horn and Bear River. Great astrological lectures, kind of like a little mini conference with an optional dinner afterwards. So check out my website to see what that's all about. We almost have the actual registration button hooked up so that you can begin to actually sign up for this event. And my website is, of course, ktaylor.com, and go straight to calendar to find out about this and other classes and workshops and events. I'll also be up in Carnation, Washington from May, is that the 3rd to the 8th, from May 3rd to the 8th. So that's warming up. If you're up in the Pacific Northwest, I hope to see you at the workshop or in a private session. So meditation time, as long as you're safe, not driving, you can close your eyes. Bring your attention to the physical body. As you breathe, allowing the part of you that observes to be the observer, to feel the breath, to watch the breath. To perceive the feelings and sensations in the physical body. And as you breathe, allow this observing part to go a little bit deeper into the feeling sense. In a general way first, what are you feeling right now? Without necessarily trying to change anything, to hold maybe even compassionate awareness of your feelings. letting the judge soften. It's like a sense of being with yourself. You might notice any changes in the breath as you feel the feelings or different body sensations. And moving from this first broad assessment, this general sense of whatever comes up emotionally, and pinpoint the observer a little bit more deeply now to how Moon in the sign of Leo is moving in your body. Is there something coming up you long for? There, love, friends, connection, creativity. Children. A sense of what you deserve or wish for. Hold that question within yourself with the breath. Is there emotional longing that wishes to be felt, to be seen? And if so, you may see it or feel it like a person or a color or a shape. And as you hold that emotional energy, that wish, take your attention to the part of you that's fueled with Pisces, imagination, intuition, compassion. Here you might find yourself breathing into the quiet space behind the thought self that doesn't even have good words. It's hard to describe. But you know when you touch into it, simply beyond. And now take your connection to the Capricorn. Capricorn flavor emanating from the planets, but also as we're one, that Capricorn is within you also. And this is where you have the ability to build worlds, to build structures. But there's the process of building and tearing down and building and going deep within. And this inquiry asks you to look at where are you stuck? Where are you holding on to something that is outworn? Where do you hold the fear and the guilt and the shame coming from karma that you don't even remember except the way it's held in your body? Breathe into these places. Breathe into the places that feel hardened or crystallized. You might remember in this moment the ways you felt blocked or challenged in the last few days by what seems to be reality. And begin to imagine this softening, the magic of Pisces, enveloping that part of you that works so hard, that pushes the boulder uphill. And where do they blend? They blend with Venus and Aquarius. So in between Pisces and Capricorn is Aquarian energy. That lightning bolt that comes out of the sky gives you a new idea that you've never had before. And with Venus, this may come from someone, or it may come from the way you reach out to people. So breathing into spirit and bliss and imagination, structure, formation, destruction and transformation. Finding the balance with new ideas and innovation, surprising yourself. Letting go of the expectations you hold that no longer serve you. And bring all of this into the heart, all of this into your Leo heart, and allow these big transpersonal energies to be real within you. As you hold all of this energy in this moment, you might ask yourself the question, what self-care, what act of kindness do you need to give to yourself today to allow these energies to continue to bloom and blossom? What does the heart ask of you? When you're feeding yourself, it's easy for others to give you what you wish for. And then turn it around. What does this generous Leo heart wish to give to others? Who in your circle could use some of your wonderful energy? See what arises. Sometimes it surprises you, especially with Venus in Aquarius. In these last few breaths, make any changes, shifts, acceptance, whatever you need in these last few breaths. Drawing yourself fully present in the core of your body. Fingers and toes. Breathing in the heart. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. So, I enjoyed being with you today, as always, and I look forward to talking to you next week. Bye for now.